Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co. Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I heard Sal, and I understand Sal's point. I do. I know, I don't think that he can't get excited for how good this Met team is. I do understand that Juan Soto not performing is a little bit of a downer. Not that it should overshadow anything. I don't think that's what Sal was saying necessarily. Like, it's not that it overshadows anything. It's that part of the excitement for the season, part of the reason so many tickets have been sold, it wasn't that, you know, when you were saying, when the whole big brother, little brother thing was happening, it wasn't so much, hey, we're going to have a great year and you're not. That's part of it. But it was Juan Soto is now with the Mets. And he was great from the jump as a Yankee. And every Met fan was excited to see the great Juan Soto be a part of what's going on with the team. And so far, he's not. And I have to admit, I'm not huge on reading body language, although I do think it was fair to read it with Devin Williams. So I know sometimes I buy into it, sometimes I don't. Hey, that's life. Sometimes I think people read too much into body language, but sometimes I do think you can. I think Devin Williams is a situation where his last outing, his body language led me to take him to believe that they were right to take him out of the closer role as much as his lack of success. Like, I honestly believe I saw something put out about his changeup was still the best pitch in baseball this year. It still had the most movement or most rotation spins. Like, his changeup was still in the metrics, the best pitch in all of baseball this year. And he was getting tattooed. So like, it wasn't so much just his stuff. I do think the body language was part of it. I have to admit, watching Juan Soto and the clip, and I'm reading too much into it, but I watched every one of Juan Soto's at-bats last year, and it does feel a little bit different right now. And it's probably, and I shouldn't even say probably, it's almost certainly all about his struggles. And he never struggled like this with the Yankees last year. And even if he did, it was already after he had such a great start that his numbers were always good and he contributed so much to the team early on. So when he did go through his mild struggles throughout the year, it didn't look like 230. He didn't see 230 on the scoreboard for his batting average at any point last year. He didn't see 1-2 home runs. He didn't see 12 RBIs. Like, he got off to such a great start that even during his struggles, he had already started a great season. But I have to admit, we are seeing less of the shuffle. We are seeing less of the excitement. And then there's this clip right now. And again, I'm not trying to tell you that it's a certainty, but if you watch it and you're being somewhat fair, there's a moment where they have the video where Alonso kind of pulls him in to look at the camera and smile and take a picture, and he does. And then he gives it a good 10 seconds, and then immediately the smile goes away and he walks off. Again, does that mean he's unhappy being a Met? No. Does it mean he's regretting his decision? No. Does it mean that something's up with him right now and he's not himself? Yes. I think that's fair. He doesn't seem to be himself right now. He not at the plate, not with his body language, not with his fun-loving, you know, he's still celebrating wins, of course. That's all nonsense that he's unhappy when they win. He was ripping the shirt off Marte. He was all involved in the walk-off wins. Like, he's fine, and he will be fine. But there is, you're not seeing what the Yankee fans saw all of last year. That's just a fact. I've watched the Met games. I watched every second of his entire Yankee season last year. You are not seeing the same Juan Soto that the Yankee fans saw. And part of your excitement into this year was to see that. You wanted to see that. I get that. And despite having the best record in baseball, and despite being unbelievably, you know, having this great season and the pitching lab and Pete Alonso and everything that goes with it, it certainly shouldn't make you feel any less excited about how good this team could be. On the contrary, you probably should feel like, hey, Juan Soto hasn't even done anything yet, and we're the best team in baseball. Like, it's a positive to be this good without Juan Soto contributing at Juan Soto levels. It's probably a positive. In fact, I think it is a positive. But it doesn't change the fact that you were hoping to witness, because part of Juan Soto's greatness isn't just the numbers. And I talked about this as a Yankee fan who lost them. I wasn't only disappointed that I lost Juan Soto the player. I mean, I was, and that's the main thing. But I was also disappointed I watched, or I'm losing watching Juan Soto play baseball. Because I'll tell you, I love Aaron Judge, and I love watching him play baseball. I love watching him hit, and we're seeing a guy who isn't even locked in. I'll be telling you, I don't even think Judge is locked in, because when he's locked in, the balls are flying out of the ballpark at a higher rate than they are right now. But he's hitting. He's not even locked in. He's hitting 400. He's got a 1.2 OPS, and I don't think we've seen the best of him. I love watching Aaron Judge play.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's still not the same as watching Juan Soto at bats. There's something about watching Juan Soto go through an at bat and that chess match that is the pitcher hitter situation and the shuffle and everything about it. Like, watching Juan Soto play baseball is an absolute joy. I loved every second of it, and I was quoted as saying, and I mean this, in parts of me, somewhere deep down, if he was going to leave, I'm almost excited. Or at least, you know, I shouldn't say excited. That's not the right word. I shouldn't say excited. I'm almost okay with the idea that he went to the Mets, because at least I'm going to get to watch him on a nightly basis. That's how much I enjoy watching Juan Soto. That at least somewhere deep down, the baseball fan in me is somewhere deep overriding the Yankee fan in me, saying at least I get to watch this dude play, because that's how much fun it is to watch Juan Soto play. And for the first month, despite all of the winning, it hasn't been that much fun watching Juan Soto play. And I understand the downer that is on some level. But that's your biggest complaint. Your biggest complaint is the Mets are doing things with the starting rotation that this side of maybe the Astros a couple years ago, or the Astros 6-7 years ago, we haven't seen before. I mean, it doesn't matter who they plug in. They're incredible. They've done a masterful job of it. They're the best team in baseball. They have the best record in baseball. At home, they are damn near unbeatable. And this doesn't put a damper on that. And as a Met fan, you should be through the roof excited. But I could understand someone who was looking forward to watching Juan Soto be Juan Soto and not having seen it yet is a little bit of a downer. But I fully expect you to see it. And eventually, he's going to be Juan Soto. But something's off right now. Something is definitely off. And if you go back to his days in San Diego, there were times where something was off in San Diego. It just so happens, and this has, the Yankee fan has lost them. I have no ground to stand on to brag about this or throw this in your face, Met fans. So please, do not take it this way. You have him. I long for him. I miss him. I'm still pissed off he's not a Yankee. I'm not trying to brag, but I'm just stating facts. we never saw, we as Yankee fans saw nothing but the best of Juan Soto in every moment of his 1 year as a Yankee. San Diego saw a downturn, and the Mets are seeing a down first month. The Yankees never saw that. We saw nothing but an unbelievable hitter and a guy who could carry your team, a guy who was there when Judge wasn't there. Just every day of him being in a Yankee uniform, he was at the pinnacle of the sport. And we have not seen that in a Met uniform for a month, and that's what you thought you were getting from day one, and it hasn't been there. And that's why he's going to continue to be a story, but ultimately, I have zero doubt, zero, that before long you are going to see that, and the idea that you're this good without it is far better than having Juan Soto and having other people struggle and not being that good. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the way you would want it. And it's actually a really positive scenario for the team if you think about it, because there is no doubt Juan Soto is going to get going. But we haven't seen it yet. And you haven't seen the same kind of joy from him. That's just true. And it's much more to do with his struggles than it is being in a Met uniform. But it is the case.